This is Don Reese. It's 425 and 68 degrees. This is Don Reese. I'll have details on more in just a moment.
This Pulse Beat Report, a service of the new Suburban Pharmacies.
A showdown is imminent between the U.S. and Russia over President Kennedy's warning aimed at ending the Soviet arms buildup in Cuba. Some 20 communist ships are reported steaming for Cuba, and a U.S. fleet stands ready with orders to halt and search them and sink them if necessary. Late word here in Washington, officials say they know the location of the 20 communist ships reported approaching Cuba. They say the Navy is keeping a watchful eye on those vessels. The Soviet Union reacted to President Kennedy's stand by terming it a step along the road to unleashing a thermonuclear war, and replied to his doctrine that a nuclear attack by Cuba anywhere in the hemisphere would be considered an attack by Russia, by warning Russia would answer with a violent retaliation if the U.S. started a war. The Soviet military canceled all leaves, halted discharges of key men, and called a meeting of communist Warsaw Pact officers. Cuban Premier Castro put his nation on a war footing, alerting all units of the nation's armed forces. The Allies rallied behind the United States for the explosive Cuban situation. Area civil defense agencies reported that they are being swamped with calls. He urged the public not to panic, but to stock 2 weeks' supply of food and water.
This Pulse Beat Report, a service of the new Suburban Pharmacy.
At 4:30. From WPGC Morningside, WPGC FM Oakland, that's the news. Here's the music.